This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't just start demonizing the Chi-Con 20-some years ago for no reason. I was reading the CFR reports. I was reading what the levels were all saying. They set up one-sided deals to forcibly transfer everything over there. Our technology, you name it. They bragged America was over. It's a leftist religion. And now you see these top people at Harvard getting arrested and all the and UT and banning all these Confucian societies. It wasn't just the Chi-Cons. But the leftist foundations working through China as another command base that's above the law to do this to us. And it's crazy it ever got this far. But Dr. Pechenik was talking about how you're going to see a lot more people arrested, a lot more indicted, because it wasn't just that they were taking money from the U.S. government, doing research, then selling it to the Chi-Coms and selling it to other private companies. They weren't even paying taxes on it because of this Harvard mafia. And I know you've gone to MIT and all those big Ivy Leagues. You've talked about it. But almost every time I look at somebody running a globalist anti-American operation, I know you remember the CFR as well, so you left it, it's Harvard, it's Council on Foreign Relations, and then I watch them on their C-SPAN talks. They're like these bug-eyed mummies, all praising each other and stumbling around. And I mean, what a sick, disgusting ruling class. Who are these people, and what's about to happen to them?
These are the self-anointed, self-aggrandizing individuals who say that they're intellectuals. The truth of the matter is, every school that I've been to, Cornell, phony, totally worthless education undergraduate, Cornell Med, 4 years of some nonsensical teaching that I could have done in a year and a half here in a state, in a community college where they have nurses, they did in a year and a half. Harvard, 3 years of psychiatry. I may have showed up for a couple of weeks and yet got the two awards. So what I'm saying to you, having been part of that and having been in the CFR, what you find is a Disneyland of self-aggrandizing individuals who work among themselves, play among themselves, and are literally like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. They become caricatures of what an intellect is supposed to be and what somebody who sounds smart and is smart is supposed to be. The truth of the matter is, people like myself who came in as refugees, or someone like you, you're not a refugee, but we had to hustle our way through America. It's not easy.
Well exactly. Self-made versus their own little ivory towers. I don't want to be elitist against the elitist, but literally, I was watching a Harvard graduate woman from the New York Times on Joe Rogan, and he was asking her questions when she was attacking the congresswoman from Hawaii, and she goes, she's a Russian toady. And he goes, well, why is she a toady? And the woman didn't even know what that meant. She goes, well, I don't know what a toady means. And then Rogan started going after her on other words. She literally was acting like a five-year-old who was trying to act like a rocket scientist. Yeah, they already pulled her up. These people are idiots, and I've been around them. They have doctorate degrees. When you start talking about real stuff, they think you're showing off or making up words because they're completely ignorant. They're not into information. They're not into how it connects. They're not into how stuff works top down and sideways. They literally don't know anything.
No, that's correct. It sounds ridiculous, but you hit it right on the head. The absurdity of the New England system or the Ivy League is finishing. What you're seeing now is the decline and literally destruction of the Ivy Leagues, the Yales, the Harvards, the Cornells, the med schools. And what are you seeing in return? The internet. The alternative media. You're not going to go to Harvard anymore. You're going to go online and you're going to learn what you have to learn. Do you have to become a medical doctor? No, I've got nurses here who are trained better than we are, and they are EMT. They're nurses. They're frontline. They're ex-policemen, and they're going to do exceedingly well. Do I need to produce thousands of psychiatrists? No. I'm going to produce a lot.
I know the CIA guy that just quasi-retired. He ran major operations. Come down here. You probably know who he is. But he's got a master's degree and all this. He says, Alex, it's worthless. Everything I learned in the Marine Corps and then in the CIA and everything on the the streets is everything. He goes, it's literally worthless. StevePochinnick.com. Let's talk again soon. I really appreciate your great points.
It's great to be with you. God bless you. But truth, the street is where it counts. America's about business. Let's get back to business ASAP.
Where the rubber meets the road. It's about real action, not a bunch of BS Ivy League bull crap. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads. America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live in this morning, 2020, and London and the UK was supposed to go on lockdown last night. We had an address by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson last night at 8:30. And basically, it's not an actual lockdown. We've seen some of the measures in Spain and France where they have literal roadblocks, checkpoints in some areas. In Spain, for example, you're not allowed to travel in a vehicle with two people at the same time. You're not allowed to carry a passenger, basically. If you do so, the police will stop you, will warn you, and then if they catch you doing it again, they will fine you. The fines get progressively steeper. They've got basically rules in place that are way more draconian than what we've got in the UK, even though the media did define it as a lockdown, what the Prime Minister announced last night. It's not a lockdown, and most of the people are ignoring it. Of course, half the country is basically squirreled away indoors, but then the other half of the country is very much against wanting to change their behaviour. Headline up on Summit.News. Day after UK lockdown, police forced to break up barbecue parties. So a lot of people decided to respond to this urgent warning not to gather in groups of more than two people by, in some cases, gathering in groups of over 20 people and having barbecue parties. This happened in Coventry in the Midlands, and the local police force there tweeted about it. It was unbelievably, we've just had to deal with 20-plus people having a barbecue. Please listen to government advice, else this will get worse and last longer. And that seems to be the case. They've kept the parks open and said that you're allowed to exercise once a day. Now, how are they going to enforce people being able to exercise once a day without them having broken that provision and exercise twice a day? How are they actually going to police and enforce that remains to be seen. Of course, we know in countries like Taiwan, they have their cell phones connected to a central database, and then if the cell phones go quiet, these are suspected coronavirus victims or proven coronavirus cases. There was a case where one guy turned his phone off, or actually the phone ran out of battery for about 3 or 4 hours, and because it's constantly supposed to ping the authorities his location, because he may have been exposed to coronavirus, because the phone was off for a period of about 3 hours, he got a visit, a home visit from the police within about an hour because it wasn't pinging his location to the authorities. We're going to have to reach that level of totalitarianism, and what level of draconian control are people in Western Europe, in the United States, going to accept? I mean, we've seen the cases out of Italy today. People hoped that there would be a lower death toll because it had declined 3 days consecutively. The death toll is higher. Although, thankfully, the rate of infections does seem to be finally starting to slow down in Italy. But then people have shown other graphs which show that the rate of infection in cities like Madrid, New York and areas of California is actually on a steeper gradient than the coronavirus infection rate in Wuhan, China. So if those infection rates in cities like New York and Madrid continue at the same pace, they're going to have a worse situation than Wuhan, China, at least what we know of the stats that came out of Wuhan, China from the Chinese government, which can't be trusted. But it appears in London, at least, many people are ignoring the government's urgent advice to stay in. There was another incident, which is also featured in this article, where people went to a park, set up a barbecue, three or four of them. The police turned up, told them to go home. They ignored them, so the police had to come back again and tell them to go home. And then there's the constant threat of civil unrest. Of course, we've seen food shortages, shelves being empty in many parts of the UK for the past 2 weeks now. And some of the more unruly parts of our demographic here in the UK have started to react in not so communitarian ways, let's say. And last night there was an attack on food delivery vans, bearing in mind that quarantined elderly people are now completely dependent on food deliveries because they can't get out to the supermarkets because they're completely packed in some areas, and so they're going to get exposed to coronavirus. So they can't leave the house. They're completely dependent on food grocery deliveries. Well, some urban youths in Bristol in the UK decided to really lend their helping hand to the communitarian cause of helping out the rest of the country, their neighbours, by setting fire to two food delivery vans. And in fact, the article talks about how the police had to show up and disperse this large gang of youths, urban youths, that had gathered, and then they responded by throwing missiles at the police. So whether that continues, whether we do see actual civil unrest, we saw it, of course, in London back in 2011, in a far worse or in a far less serious situation because they shot a criminal, so we had four nights of rioting. Let's hope that doesn't repeat itself. And of course, also here in London, we have a big problem with trains and subways. Basically, the government is still saying you can go to work if it's completely impossible for you to do your work at home. So it's not even just essential workers that can only go to work. They're basically allowing anyone to go to work so long as they can't do their work at home or their workplace hasn't sent them home. And that's problematic because they removed half of the trains from service. So you've still got huge numbers of people going to work on half the amount of trains that were previously available in London. What's going to happen? Well, what happened was, you can see from these photos and the Daily Mail reported on it, furious Sadiq Khan over crammed London transport that risks fueling coronavirus spread. And the subways, the trains were completely packed because Sadiq Khan, in his infinite wisdom, removed half of them from service. So you've probably got about, 60% of the workforce still going to work, but on 50% less trains. So some of them are even more packed than they were before this coronavirus outbreak. And, of course, he's come out and denied that it was his fault, but it was his decision as the mayor of London, as the guy who controls transport for London, to remove those trains from service. So those need to be put back into operation. Headline here from Breitbart. British Army may have to enforce lockdown, says Met Police Federation chairman. And that is the other question. How are you going to enforce measures against 67 million people, the population of the UK, with a police force that's been totally decimated through a decade plus of politically incorrect nonsense where the police have been completely emasculated? No one fears them. You look at the police in Spain, you look at the police in Italy, people fear them because they don't mess about. They're in shape. They're basically troops for all intents and purposes. They're like troops on the streets. In the UK, not so much. The fitness standards, let's say, are not really up to par with some of our European neighbours in terms of police officers on the street, but it's also the political impact of them being completely emasculated over the past 10, 15 years. And that's why we had the massive problems with stabbings, with violent crime in London and other parts of the UK. And, of course, the moped burglaries, which became rampant because the police were told by the government that they couldn't even chase criminals if the criminals on the mopeds had removed their helmets for health and safety reasons. So you've got an entire criminal class in London and in many bad areas of the UK which have zero respect or fear for police officers and just laugh in their face. And it's going to be a similar situation to what we're seeing in France, where some of these no-go areas, and they are no-go for a lot of people, including police and firemen and ambulances, you literally get attacked sometimes when they try to go there. That could turn out to be a problem. And who is going to enforce these quarantine measures? Who is going to disperse gangs of armed youths when we don't have enough police to do that in the first place? And in an environment where these criminals have no respect or fear for them whatsoever. Now, let's hope they behave themselves, because this is a pretty hairy time and they need to behave themselves. But given what's happened over the past couple of nights, it doesn't look too good. But we hope that civil unrest does not take place as a result of the panic caused by this coronavirus outbreak. I'm going to get into Trump's response and how his approval ratings are actually going up in the next segment. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back talking about the only news story that exists and has existed for the past 2 weeks, which is, of course, the coronavirus. And, of course, the World Health Organization and many other health bodies, health authorities across the world, downplayed this from the very beginning. The point I made over and over again is that the World Health Organization was amplifying Chinese propaganda, the completely erroneous claim that there was no human-to-human transmission of coronavirus. Back in January, we had health authorities in Britain, in several European countries, in America, telling people that they could still travel to Wuhan, China. In January, this was happening. And so, oh, just be careful. But yeah, you can go there, but just be careful. No border controls whatsoever across numerous Western countries and the UK, of course, until it was far too late. In fact, there are still planes landing at Heathrow Airport from Shanghai, from New York, from Rome. We're supposed to be under an internal lockdown. Yeah, there's no border controls whatsoever. The planes continue to land. And that is the point. If actual border controls had been imposed right at the start of this, at the end of January at least, we would not be in this situation. You look at Russia, you look at Singapore, both of which closed their borders at the end of January. Last time I checked, just 3 total coronavirus deaths. It's probably a little bit more now, but as of yesterday, just 3 total coronavirus deaths in Russia and Singapore combined. Countries that both closed their borders, and then you look at countries like Italy, France, and Spain that didn't, and it's absolutely horrendous. The borders should have been closed until a drug or vaccine was available, and this would not have happened. It would not have spread in the Western world. But of course, the secret international flow of people had to be maintained at all costs, even at this point at the cost of, what is it, 18,000 dead people. And National Pulse reports, which we featured this before, I did a video about this, headline out of nationalpulse.com, political correctness kills fearing racism allegations, Italy failed to isolate Wuhan travelers early. They talk about Giorgio Pellù, a professor of virology and microbiology at the University of Padova, who told CNN that concerns over racism were what stopped a swift response in Italy in terms of mitigating the spread of coronavirus, because they did not want to discriminate against, stigmatize, and be mean to Chinese people on the orders of the World Health Organization. Let's not forget, in every single statement that they came out with back in January and early February, they said one of the primary things that you cannot do is profile, is close your borders, is stop the international flow of people because it might stigmatize the Chinese. They said that literally 5-6 times. And this virologist said that that was one of the key reasons why the virus spread in Italy. Of course, we had the absolutely ludicrous situation of the mayor of Florence, the left-wing mayor of Florence, telling citizens to fight racism, to stamp out hatred by going out in the street and hugging Chinese people. And in one video, which I featured in my most recent video, they're literally physically removing the face masks of Chinese people and hugging them and kissing them. That was the advice given to Italians by officials like the mayor of Florence
back at the beginning of February, again, to stamp out racism. Another illustration of how political correctness actually is harmful, deadly, it kills people. Now, there's another example of that out of New York. And the headline here up on Summit News, New York health officials told residents to congregate in huge crowds in defiance of coronavirus. This was at the beginning of February, when health officials in New York told residents to congregate in huge crowds in defiance of coronavirus, a move that could have exposed thousands of people to COVID-19. And the tweets are still up. They haven't deleted them. New York City Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbot posted a tweet on February 9 urging citizens to flock to Chinatown in large numbers. February 9th, this is, to celebrate the Lunar New Year, while suggesting that advice to avoid crowds was, quote, misinformation. This is the New York City Health Commissioner telling everyone to crowd in Chinatown while coronavirus was raging in China. And if you look at these photos from this celebration, a lot of Chinese people, a lot of whom probably had returned from China. The New York Health Commissioner was telling New Yorkers to go and congregate with those people in huge crowds because I guess it would be racist not to, right? But it wasn't just her. On the same day, Mark D. Levine, chair of New York City Council Health Committee, lauded how huge crowds gathering in New York City's Chinatown was a powerful show of defiance of the coronavirus scare, tweeting four images of large groups of people gathered to celebrate the occasion. So that you defy a virus by congregating in huge groups with people who potentially have the virus and can spread it. That's how you defy a virus. Again, this is all based on political correctness, because it was during that phase when the media kept saying, oh, all these bat suit memes, how racist. Blaming Chinese people, even blaming the Chinese government for the coronavirus, how racist. People calling for border controls, how racist. People calling for social distancing from potential victims, carriers of coronavirus, how racist. Get out on the street, get in Chinatown amongst thousands of people to defy the virus. This is what New York health officials said on February 9th. Sound quite different now, don't they? Confirmed cases of coronavirus across New York surged 38% overnight. That was two nights ago. There were 157 deaths. That number is probably higher now. Because New York is the hardest hit state in America. New York City accounts for over 12,000 confirmed infections. And again, as I point out in this article, they were only following the rhetoric of the World Health Organization, which repeatedly put out statements saying, don't profile Chinese people, don't avoid Chinese people, because that's stigmatization. Now we can't even stand within 2 feet of each other. Now we're under house arrest. Literally, compared then to now. Actual health officials saying go out and congregate in large groups of people, Chinese people who potentially have coronavirus, now we're literally under house arrest. All thanks to political correctness. Absolutely incredible. But yeah, go hug a Chinese person to prove that you're not racist. Absolutely incredible. And in fact, in the coronavirus bill that they're trying to get through Congress and the Senate right now, of course, it's stuffed with more of this politically correct nonsense. Headline up on Summit.News, Tucker, Dems putting wokeness above all by blocking coronavirus relief. And I think they count 60 different times where the word diverse or diversity is mentioned, because these companies are being forced to produce elaborate racial reports for the government listing the skin color and the sex of their officers and boards of directors before they can even get this package to fight coronavirus passed. So all along the line, from the border closures to the don't profile Chinese people to the new legislation they're trying to get through now, political correctness is more important than stopping the pandemic. It is harming people and it's killing people, and it has to stop.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
And we're back. We're going to go to this Tucker Carlson clip in a second, talking about the diversity bill, which had 60 different mentions of diversity in a bill supposedly meant to fight coronavirus. Of course, Trump now is saying that the harmful effects of putting the U.S. economy on lockdown, society on lockdown for months and months and months, could trigger a global depression and could make the consequences of that worse than the consequences of coronavirus itself, just based on people losing their jobs, people committing suicide, and, you know, absolute bedlam and misery throughout society. based on economic circumstances, not necessarily health circumstances. In relation to that, the headline here out of Sputnik, one-third of Americans report close family member unemployed due to pandemic. One-third of Americans say they or someone in their close family is now unemployed thanks to the coronavirus. A whopping 9 out of 10 are worried the virus would hit them in the pocketbook. One-third of Americans say that someone in their close family is now unemployed. And that's why Trump is saying in this headline, more people will die if COVID-19 restrictions aren't lifted. U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes more people will die if anti-COVID-19 restrictions in place in the United States are not lifted soon. He said tens of thousands of Americans die of other ailments and incidents, including seasonal flu and car accidents, but we don't turn the country off. America, he said, is not built to be shut down. You can destroy a country this way by closing it down. A lot of people don't like that message, but if you look at the poll numbers, it seems that the majority of Americans do. In fact, Gallup reports President Trump's job approval rating is up to 49%. So it's actually climbed a little bit in the past couple of weeks since he became prominent in his coronavirus response. And then 60% of Americans approve specifically of his response to coronavirus, with only 38% disapproving. So if you look at the poll numbers, by that measurement at least, this message of trying to get America back to work by Easter, which Trump has now said that that's what he's aiming for, does seem to be resonating quite well. And that would be made easier if this coronavirus bill was passed through Congress and the Senate, but it's being blocked because, according to Tucker Carlson, Dems are putting wokeness overall by blocking coronavirus relief. Going to go to that clip from Tucker Carlson from last night. Right now, here it is.
Time in American life, obviously, Americans are worried they could die of this disease, that someone they love could die, that they might lose their jobs, that the country that they grew up in could be crippled permanently in the wake of this disaster. It's a terrifying moment. And in that moment, we need wisdom and steady guidance from our leaders. We need altruism. They need to care more about you than they care about themselves. But in Congress, they don't. The foremost concern of some members is saving their own investment portfolios or making stupid partisan points or indulging their creepy ideological obsessions. Wondering why Congress hasn't yet passed a bill to help the country survive this? That's why. Details of the Democratic plan became public today. Huge parts of the proposal have nothing to do with fighting the pandemic we're suffering through. Read it, and you will find disgusting little interest group handouts added by lobbyists. Worse, the bill is suffused with the cruel bigotry of identity politics. At a time when America so badly, desperately needs to come together, Democrats remain intent on splitting this country into warring tribes. It's shocking. When asked about her bill today, Nancy Pelosi blamed the Pope.
Last Thursday, Pope Francis offered the world this prayer. Enlighten those responsible for the common good so that they might know how to care for those entrusted to their responsibility. Today, House Democrats are unveiling the Take Responsibility for Workers and Families Act, a bill that takes responsibility for the health, wages, and well-being of America's workers. The Senate Republican bill put corporations first, but because of the insistence of Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats, progress has been made.
Even by Washington standards, shamelessness like that really has no precedent. Quoting the Pope, St. Nancy's coronavirus bill currently is more than 1,400 pages. It's not that long because it's a finely tuned fix to help the country through this disaster. No, it's that long because House Democrats have crammed it with totally unrelated political priorities. Identity politics, stoking racial division as usual, global warming, open borders. You should read it. Here's just some of what you'll find if you do. The bill would require every corporation that receives coronavirus aid to have officers and a budget dedicated to diversity and inclusion initiatives for a minimum of 5 years after they get the money, because that is going to keep America healthy and prosperous, just like it has. More bean counters making sure you're the right color before they give you a job. Okay. Companies would also have to produce elaborate racial reports for the government, listing the skin color and the sex of their officers and boards of directors. They have to prove they give enough money to firms owned by women and non-whites, and of course, how much they spend on diversity initiatives. In all, this bill uses the words diverse or diversity more than 60 times. What does it have to do with the pandemic that might kill you? Not one thing. Just more ugly race politics, the kind they specialize in. Democrats think that's much more important right now. And then it gets worse than that. The bill allocates $300 million for hiring experts to manage coronavirus preparation and response. Those are critical jobs. But instead of looking for the most qualified people in a time of national emergency, and that's the only criterion that should matter in the least right now, period, are you qualified? Instead of that, the bill orders that employees be chosen on the basis of their race and disability status. This is insanity. It's dangerous insanity. Who cares what color your scientists are? But it goes on. The bill would mandate that all 50 states have an early voter period as well as same-day voter registration. Why? Because Democrats believe those changes would give them an electoral advantage. The bill would expand collective bargaining rights for federal employees. That's likely the group least threatened by the effect of coronavirus. But, and this is the real point, though, they're the most faithful Democratic voting bloc, so they're in the bill. On matters of policy, the bill doesn't even try. Should the airlines get a federal bailout? That's an actual question. You could take either side. Democrats don't really dwell on it in this bill. It's too serious for them. Instead, the law would require that any airline that takes federal money offset their carbon emissions within 5 years because climate activism is way more important than the disease that could kill your family next week. And then there's this. The House version of the bill includes special provisions, for real, to protect foreign nationals working here in the U.S. So we're staring down the barrel of the most profound employment crisis of our lifetimes. That's not an exaggeration. And what are Democrats doing? They're trying to automatically renew visas and work permits for all immigrants here in the U.S. because their jobs are very important, way more important than yours. Democrats want to make certain the people who are replacing you are secure and happy. The whole thing defies belief, and that's not a partisan observation. Again, read it. The Republican version of the bill is not that awful. Nothing could be that awful. But we want to be fair and tell you everything that's going on tonight on Capitol Hill. And according to an informed source that we spoke to, some Senate Republicans are trying to kill the requirement that companies that receive bailout funds stop sending American jobs overseas. Why would they do something like that? We don't know. You'd have to ask the business groups like the Chamber of Commerce that are funding them.
There you have it. Tucker Carlson once again emphasizing how the sacred value of diversity being a strength has been placed above and beyond stopping a global pandemic, stopping people dying. And on that note, we have this headline out of Summit News. Germany closes border to Europeans, but migrants still allowed in. Again, you are a second-class citizen now. Germany has closed its border to visitors from Europe due to coronavirus. But according to the German Ministry of the Interior, asylum seekers, which is basically a catch-all term for economic migrants fleeing from the Middle East and Africa, are still welcome. He said, as Germany's EU external borders, there's been no change in the asylum procedure. That is the Ministry of the Interior out of Germany. So the refugee red carpet is still being rolled out, despite the fact that we had the story last week of them being put under quarantine for coronavirus at a refugee camp in Germany and responding by literally displaying ISIS flags, where they got them from, who knows, and threatening to burn down their own refugee camp. So yes, it's obviously a great idea to bring more of those people into the country during a global pandemic while other Europeans are barred from entering. Don't go away. Breaking news at Summit.News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's hook set season at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Time to prep, do the research, hit the water, find the perfect spot, and set the hook. Gear up for fishing at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's with top brands like Johnny Morris Rod and Reels, XPS, and Nitro, along with in-store events and seminars. Your adventure starts here. Shop in-store or online.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready. Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
And we're back in the final segment. We're going to get to some more news here in a second. First, I want to direct your attention to the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we continue to stock some of the best products to build and maintain your immune system at massive, fantastic discounts, including the Real Red Pill, which we've got now available, the vitamin supplement there, for 50% off. Again, read the cacophony of five-star reviews available at InfoWarsStore.com for that product and others, including Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Yes, the infamous toothpaste is still available. And, of course, Turbo Force, the energy drink, which is absolutely amazing, but really actually too powerful. You should probably start off just having half of the recommended dose, but it gives you a massive boost of energy, mental clarity, without that junk come down that you'll get from other energy drinks. We have a new coronavirus free zone t-shirt and the come and take it t-shirt with pictures of toilet rolls on the front. That's quite funny. They're available again at InfoWarsStore.com. as is the Ultra 12 and Bitumen Mineral Fusion combo. That's available for $54.95, again, half price. So a ton of discounts available right now on some of the very best products that can help you protect and maintain your immune system. Infowarsstore.com, please go there to support us today. Breitbart reports Paris no-go zone police overwhelmed attempting to enforce quarantine. Well, what a surprise. The more diverse elements of our community are paying absolutely zero attention to lockdowns and quarantines. Who could have seen that coming? Police in Paris no-go zones are becoming overwhelmed, trying to maintain the nationwide quarantine, and have handed out record numbers of fines, which of course will never be paid. The heavily migrant-populated Saint-Denis area, which I think it, the last track it said they had 400,000 illegal immigrants living in this one area of Paris. 400,000. Proving to be a tough area for police to enforce the nationwide anti-coronavirus quarantine, with police officers admitting they are overwhelmed. A man guarding a local pharmacy, as my light collapses in the back of me, told newspaper attempts that many of the residents do not even believe the virus is a threat to them at all. They do not understand anything. Some even say this virus is a fable of whites to force them to desert the street. So again, we saw this in Africa with the Ebola outbreak, where they thought it was some kind of racist conspiracy to give them a vaccine to sterilize them. Well, now apparently our more diverse communities in areas of Paris think that it's some kind of conspiracy, a fable of whites to force them off the street, because again, occupying the streets is so crucial to these people for reasons which we don't have time to get into, but you probably know why. Other areas of Saint-Denis also saw people gathering, including a local shopping center where a number of minority teenagers chatted with each other, some wearing masks, some not. So again, you've seen the video footage out of Italy as well. Migrants sometimes congregating in crowds, sometimes individually having arguments with each other on the street. You have people video recording them from apartments up above, telling them to get off the damn street because there's a quarantine. And again, there was another clip out of Italy, or if I know, it was out of France, where the police tried to arrest someone, and again, this is during a quarantine, put them in the back of the police car. Then suddenly about 20 of these migrants just descend on them and start harassing the police. Why are they out there in the first place? And what are the police going to do if you've got a mob of 20 to 30 people who just descend on you? You're going to hand out fines? It's not going to work, because these people don't obey the law. There's another example of this in Italy, headline out of Voice of Europe. Italy crime surges, people defy lockdown orders. And again, it's in these more diverse, difficult areas of cities where crime is surging. We've had burglaries of hospitals and supermarkets. We've also had this out of France. This is up on Summit News. Local official in France banned sales of all alcohol during coronavirus lockdown, because that's a fantastic idea, isn't it? Residents on lockdown in an area of France are now prohibited from buying alcohol after a local official banned all sales. This guy, I think he was born in Lebanon. His name is Ziad Khoury. He's the local official who made the decision to ban the sale of alcohol. He may indeed be Muslim. This may indeed be some kind of Sharia law enforced thing where you're not allowed to drink alcohol. In this area of France, of course, it's based on the hysteria from the coronavirus pandemic. But he claimed that he's, quote, concerned about the link between alcohol and violence, especially domestic violence. He said excessive consumption of alcohol is likely to create increased disturbances and violence, especially within the family. So you've got thousands of miserable people confined to their apartments and houses under house arrest, basically, because the measures in France are way more draconian than they are in the UK. You have to have a piece of paper to leave your house for the reason you're leaving your house, medical, to buy food or whatever. And then the police will stop you and check that and interrogate you. And I've seen videos of this. And in fact, it happened to my parents in Spain, where they've got the same system. So people are staying in because they're getting harassed by police when they go out on the street. They're getting fined. So they're completely miserable. They're under quarantine for God knows how many more weeks and months. They're struggling to buy food because, of course, we've had empty shelves and panic buying in many European countries. Alcohol, though, seems to be okay so far. No, let's ban alcohol. What a brilliant idea. How can you make these people more miserable and suicidal? Ban alcohol, because that's probably the only way many of them are getting through it is by consuming alcohol. We know the French aren't shy in their love of red wine, for example. So this local official has just decided to ban alcohol sales. He's also decided to force shops, food shops, to close. They can't open after 8 p.m. So he's doubling down and making the residents of this area of France even more miserable. Absolutely ludicrous. Meanwhile, in China, Zero Hedge reports China Live released infected COVID-19 patients ahead of Xi's visit to Wuhan. So we've got a lot of people claiming that the situation in China is now under control, that they're not having any new cases of coronavirus apart from foreigners returning to the country. Seems that's not the case, because some of the people showing up to hospitals in China who are coronavirus victims or potential coronavirus cases are being turned away so China can massage those numbers and not admit that indeed they are getting new organic coronavirus cases. Since China lied about the number of COVID-19 patients in Wuhan, ground zero for the global epidemic ahead of a visit for President Xi Jinping's March 10 visit to the region, a local doctor told Kyodo News. The same day China's health authorities reported no new cases of coronavirus in Wuhan, several symptomatic patients were released early from quarantine, while health officials suspended a portion of testing, according to the report. According to the doctor who works at a quarantine facility, the government figures cannot be trusted as the number of patients under treatment is being deliberately reduced to show the CCP's success in getting the epidemic under control. So they're just refusing to count new coronavirus victims because that's going to negatively impact the numbers they put out. Again, it's like, you know, they lie about their own GDP. Of course they're going to lie about this, which is probably why the number of deaths in China was far, far greater than what they admitted to. And in fact, this brings us on to another article from Breitbart. 21 million Chinese cell phone users disappear in 3 months of pandemic. The official count from China is 3,277 fatalities from 81,000 infections. But the Epoch Times has noted that 21 million cell phone accounts in China over the past 3 months, an unprecedented decline that hints at more fatalities than Beijing is prepared to admit. Now, granted, as the article explains, a lot of those contracts will have been cancelled from people who can't afford to have a cell phone anymore and from workers who need two mobile phones because you can't have the same mobile across some different regions in China. So maybe those people have lost their jobs, maybe they've moved back home, so they've cancelled their mobile phone contracts. But that doesn't make up for 21 million, so the speculation out of Epoch Times is that some of these people don't have mobile phone contracts anymore because they're dead. And 21 million is significantly larger number than the 3,200 deaths from coronavirus that the Chinese government has admitted to, of course. Meanwhile, Czech Republic says it may keep its borders closed for 2 years. They fear the second wave of the coronavirus coming back, and they say that it's necessary, potentially, to keep the borders shut for 2 years to prevent reinfection of their population. Again, Czech Republic, another country with strong border controls that hasn't been decimated by the coronavirus like many other European countries have. So obviously now they're going to be lectured as being racist and denounced for having strong border controls. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.